This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. As early harvest numbers come in, people are trying to get a grasp on just how big this year's crop is. Market analyst for Water Street Solutions gives an overview on what the grain markets are looking like this week.
Well, the grain markets are trying to get a handle on just how big these crops might be. USDA's tendency in past big crop years was to have a rather small upward adjustment in corn and soybean yields in September report and a much bigger adjustment upward in the October report. So when their September estimates came in higher than they expected, they're thinking, just how big might these crops be? And many of the early harvest results have just been amazingly impressive. Not everywhere, we grant that. There have been those areas that have had problems. But it's been very impressive to see just how high some of the yield results have been so far from actual fields cut, large acreages cut. And so the trade is hearing about this, wondering how big the crops might be. The other factor is the acreage estimates. And USDA FSA released its latest total of certified acreage to date this morning, and that showed that certified acreage wasn't as high as what some believed. But the question is, how relevant is that? What is the correlation between that and USDA NAS final acreage? And the correlation isn't real strong, and so the debate will probably continue over the next 4 or 5 months about what the acreage should be. But the bottom line is, even if the acreage is down 1 to 2 million acres, the increase in bushels is the big problem right now. That's what's weighing on the market, is the size of this year's corn and soybean crops and the burdensome supply that's going to leave us with. And that's why prices remain overall under pressure.
So it sounds like in general, we're just getting a lot of information coming out and trying to think of how to process all of it.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's the job of the marketplace, is to take the information that it has and that it receives and try to determine what is fair value for that grain or commodity at any one time. There's a lot of debate about whether that's good or accurate or whatever. But it's probably the best marketing system in the world right now. Now, we know that with the involvement of the funds and the speculative money, that there's a tendency in the market to drive prices too low during times of low prices and too high during times of high prices. That's part of the mechanism of it. So the effort is this one of those times when we're driving it too low? Our concern is with central bank monetary policy around the world and some of the economic developments around the world, we've been seeing a rush toward the U.S. dollar, with the U.S. dollar trading at 14-month highs. That makes our commodities less competitive overseas, so therefore the funds really don't want to own U.S. commodities, so they've been either getting out of the commodities or establishing short or sold positions in the commodities, coming at the same time we have seasonal weakness because of the big harvest, and that's why we think prices will end up being much lower than would otherwise be expected, based only on supply and demand fundamentals.
Now, back to the crop itself, are there any worries about the wet fall so far that are weighing in on the market? I know some people are worried that the wet fall is going to hinder farmers getting out into the fields, and we're going to see a bit of a loss of the crop just from having it stand out there for so long.
Well, that is a concern on the farm because of some of the stalk rot issues that we're seeing. When you have such high yield potential, a lot of times that plant has taken everything it has out of that stock and just really mining the stock of the nutrients in order to make grain and to make as much grain as possible. So we want to get it harvested as quickly as possible. And we've had some areas where rain has been a little bit more than what we'd like to see, slowing down the movement toward harvesting the crops. Overall, as we look at the forecast going forward from this point, the trade's not too concerned about it, particularly with the large surpluses expected. We have the hurricane off the Baja California, with the remnants of that expected to make their way across the plains and into the central and southwestern Midwest as we go into this weekend and early next week. But that's the primary rain event we're looking at now over the next 2 weeks or the rest of the month of September. So other than that moisture coming from that hurricane, we're looking at a relatively open weather period for those who don't get that remnant moisture. The rest of the Midwest should see a more open period, allowing the fields to dry and harvest to progress.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this. Illinois' weekly crop and weather report has been released. Rainfall and very cool temperatures occurred throughout the state last week, hampering corn harvest advancement. There were 3.2 days suitable for field work for the week ending September 14th. Statewide precipitation averaged 2.3 inches, 1.44 inches above normal. The average temperature was 59.8 degrees, 9.2 degrees below normal. Corn dented reached 91% compared to 82% last year. Corn mature reached 37%, up 20 percentage points from last week. Corn harvest was 2% complete, 1 percentage point ahead of last year, but 11 percentage points behind the 5-year average. Corn condition was rated at 82%, good to excellent. Soybeans turning color reached 57% compared to the 5-year average of 54%. Soybeans dropping leaves reached 20%, up 13 percentage points from last week. Soybean condition was rated at 76%, good to excellent. Sorghum turning color reached 84% and sorghum mature reached 36%. Pasture condition was rated at 2% very poor, 5% poor, 23% fair, 51% good, and 19% excellent. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% very short, 6% short, 74% adequate, and 19% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% very short, 11% short, 79% adequate, and 9% surplus. This week is Rail Safety Week. President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, has this message for everyone.
This is Rail Safety Week. Here's a trucker talking about rail safety. But we bring it up all the time because, unfortunately, it seems like trucks sometimes are the victims of train accidents. A lot of that probably has to do with people who think they can get over a rural grade crossing with a lowboy trailer or something like that, and they get stuck, and then it's not good. But also, this time of the year, a lot of frustration, a lot of people trying to move stuff, trying to move harvest grain and everything. Don't get frustrated if that rail gate goes down, because there is a train coming somewhere along the line, sooner or later. But, you know, don't be a victim. There's just too many accidents out there that do occur with not just trucks, but cars. You know, don't try to sneak around the gates. If there are no gates at that crossing, look twice to make sure that there is, in fact, no train coming. And if you're at a double rail, always make sure that after the first train has passed, make sure there's not a second train coming. So this Rail Safety Week is a unified effort of a lot of groups this week. But again, it's preaching safety out there, and want everyone to be safe around railroad grade crossings.
Again, that was President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has set the date for its upcoming fish sale. They will be offering a variety of live fish for pond stocking, including catfish, bass, crappie, bluegill, grass carp, and others. The date for the sale will be Monday, September 22nd at 11 a.m. at the USDA Service Center in Hillsboro. Order forms are due by the end of the week and can be obtained by contacting the office at 217-532-3610, extension 3, or by going to www.montswcd.com. Forms are also available in their office at 1621 Vandalia Road, Hillsboro. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.